Governor Gavin Newsom urged more residents to sign up for vaccine appointments and not let apprehension over inoculations get in the way of protecting themselves against coronavirus. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. California began offering vaccinations to everyone 16 and older Thursday. The California legislature passed a bill requiring some hotels, stadiums, and other hospitality companies to offer laid-off workers their jobs back. Hospitality companies were some of the hardest hit by the state's stay-at-home order, with no fans in professional sports stadiums, no travelers to stay in hotels, and empty office buildings and deserted airports needing fewer janitors and food service workers. California regulators are stepping up their oversight of PG&E after finding that the nation's largest utility has neglected the maintenance of an electrical grid that has ignited a series of deadly wildfires in Northern California. California's public utilities formally reprimanded PG&E on Thursday. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Yurok Tribe says it's gravely concerned about the rapidly declining salmon stocks in the Klamath Basin, where communities from the headwaters to the coast are suffering due to past water management decisions, along with drought. This week, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation released a temporary operation plan in an attempt to minimize the ecological and economic damage caused by a combination of last year's mismanagement and the current drought. The plan provides bare minimum flows for imperiled Klamath salmon and suckerfish populations. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.